Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f***?
So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hello, everyone, and welcome back to Higher Priestess. I am Persephone.
And I am Erin.
And this is the podcast where we restructure self-perceptions. This is Smart Girl Internet. We challenge our insecurities.
Yeah.
And we're here for it. Are you here for it?
You know what? I'm always here for it.
I'm not sometimes.
Every day, I could give or take, really.
But today's episode is all about our most requested topic.
So we recently did an ebook on validating, and lots of you are loving it. So thank you very much. And lots of you are asking questions on topics that we mention when we talk about the book, etc., etc. What is validating? So if you don't know what validating is, it is our concept for dating for validation. You are looking for intimacy and security in others. You know, it's a bad time.
It's bad. I've been there.
It's bleak. We've all been there.
We've all seen people be there. You might be there right now.
Yeah, to be honest, we will continue to be there.
Yeah, it's a hard place to, it's a hard hole to climb out
of. Yeah, but give us 45 minutes and we're going to try and knuckle it into
We're dragging you by your feet out of the hole.
Oh my God.
Out of the validating hole.
You're going to love it.
You're going to love it. So the book is available, just a quick promo, the book is available from our Instagram. If you go to the link in our bio, it's on our website.
Yeah, so we're going to structure this within the book. We're going to give away a little sneak preview, I guess, if you haven't got the book but you are now listening to the podcast. The book is, I guess, founded on the pillars of the 10 validating commandments.
Woo!
Which is quite a religious experience.
Guys, when we say higher priestess, we mean that
Welcome to the church of higher priestess. We are going to come at you with the 10 commandments of what validating is and how to get out of it.
And what thou shall not do.
Yeah. And the first one being, and I think this is essentially, I mean, this just
numero uno,
and it just summarizes everything, not just in validating, just in life.
So commandment number one,
don't respect others more than you respect yourself.
Can we all get an amen? I mean, that's stunning. That's it.
Here you are respecting others more than you respect yourself. And you're expecting people to still respect you.
How dare you?
You don't even respect yourself.
How dare I? I've been that person.
You literally don't have it in you to stand up for yourself.
But do you not think that is such a common, that's like everything?
Yeah, that's me.
It's like,
it's me all over.
Guilty.
Guilty as charged. Honestly.
When we were coming up
lack of respect, sign me up. Hate myself.
Check. Oh, tick the box.
No, fully. I think the stem of all my issues in life is not being respecting myself. Like, when I look back and think of all of the shit that I put up with, ultimately, it's because I respected the person on the other end more than I respected myself.
Mm-hmm,
I put their feelings above mine. I put the thought of people pleasing before I put my duty to myself. And I waited around for someone to stand up for me. It's never going to fucking happen.
You as someone that is worthy of respect.
Yeah, no one's going to care for you the way that you care for you. And if you don't even care for you, what's the fucking point?
It's not a hope in hell.
I'm going in strong with this one because I think it's really true.
I mean, they do get funny. We have started pretty
deep, but I think it's true. Do you respect yourself in the way that you respect others?
Yeah.
I think you do.
I think
as well.
I definitely haven't at some point.
Yes.
But I definitely do.
We're all learning.
Yeah, we're all learning. There's definitely been points when I have been like, okay, I'll adapt my behavior to meet this person's perceptions, or I'll, do you know what I mean? Like, just
I'll compromise on this.
Yeah. And it's like, actually, fuck it. I think now people are getting a way more unedited version.
It so is that thing that you just said of, I'll tailor myself.
Yeah.
For somebody else's fit. Yeah. It's so true. Yeah. But it's like, they're still not gonna, you're still not the right fit for them. You could tailor yourself to the nines.
You could be a tailored jacket, little tailored jacket.
Yeah.
It's got shoulder
You could be a full
patch.
Tuxedo.
Oh, for sure.
But you're just not the right fit.
You're on your little Singer sewing machine.
Yeah.
That's what have. Actually, I think it was a Toyota. And you had to sew it all up. You got your patterns. You've done your, what's it called?
Yeah.
The initial stitching. What's that called?
Yeah, I don't know.
Anyone that did textiles will know this stuff. You've done your tacking. That's what it's called.
You've tacked it. I used to hate that.
You've tacked. Now you're going round with the sewing. Oh, God, you're too
tailored. I'm the stylist, not the designer. Oh,
God, I was sewing. I was doing the labour.
Yeah.
Number two. This is a big dating rule for me as well. Because
I think it's a rule of life.
Yeah. Follow fun, not fear.
Thou shalt follow fun, not fear.
Yeah. Follow fun, not fear, guys. Friends, not food. Fish are friends, not food.
No, honestly, yeah. I had this thing in my life where I thought I am literally led by fear. Like, I'm too scared to do what I want because I don't want to rock the boat.
Mm-hmm.
And it's like, well, you're going to actually, you may as well die.
You may as well keel over and
don't
die.
You think though?
Yeah, it's like, what? Because whose life are you living then?
Honestly, that. Yeah, or are you living at all?
No, you're dead. You're a zombie.
Yeah, honestly, living by fear, you will never. I think it, and it, again, it goes back to the first one. You have to live for you. If you are not living for you, who are you living for and what's the point?
You're living for the perceptions of everyone else. Yeah. And I think that is the trap most people fall into, especially with dating.
Mm.
We've been very dating heavy recently. We've done our Valentine's Day two-parter.
Yeah, but you guys are obsessed. And to be honest, so are we.
It's so interesting.
Yeah.
I also think people's dating habits are just like say so much about. Mm. I think you can tell so much about your dating stuff from your friendships, your family, all of your interactions play out in a different way, almost a heightened way in relationship, romantic relationships,
mm-hmm.
because there is that sense of female like desperation.
And it's vulnerability.
Yeah. But it's also like dating for men and dating for women is so different.
Oh, totally.
And this is
game.
Follow fun, not fear. We've spoken about this before, but that thing that was like, if you're not dating for marriage, then you're dating for heartbreak, let that sink in, or whatever that thing was. It's like, no, we're dating like men in 2020. We're dating like fucking men date. We are not clinging onto them, falling in love with them after one date because they said, oh, you look nice today. No,
I'm here for a good time, not a long time.
Yeah, I'm not here
you
to
know,
yeah, I'm not here to get obsessed with you.
No,
and then
like,
you ditch me and like, what? No, fuck, I'll ditch you.
Yeah. Or it's not... like, let me just literally make the best out of every scenario that I'm putting myself through. It's like, yeah, if I have to go through this experience, I'm gonna make it as fun as possible.
It's like, why on earth are you dating for anything else other than fun?
Oh, the next one coming up is good.
This is okay, we're gonna move on to our third commandment, guys. I hope this is taking you to church. When we were coming up with these,
they are groundbreaking.
We did quite a funny thing where we were like, so is this what God did?
Yeah, he was like,
He's like, number one, what should number one be?
He's like, well, definitely don't kill people. That'll be good.
don't murder. We'll put that number one. That can go number one. Number two. Let's brainstorm. Don't steal.
So yeah, that probably wouldn't be good. Let's put something about stealing.
Stealing. Next one.
He's like, I definitely want them to be followed by fun, not fear.
He's like, I just kind of want them to like respect themselves, like more than they respect other people.
Honestly, amazing.
We also don't believe in God.
We are your God.
This is your God.
We are your God now.
Number three.
Don't set standards in secret.
Whoa. This one shook me, okay?
This really is, we really did something on this one because so often we have, and I say this all the time, a full script of how we want the other person to go along with the situation that we're in. You want, you know, well, he'll text me. If I see him on Tuesday, then he'll text me again by Thursday. And then
I'm guilty of doing this.
I can see him on Sunday. And then next week I'm going to my grandma, so I'm not going to see him, but I can maybe squeeze him in on the weekend. Then we can keep it going until the week before I go on holiday. Because if I don't see him before then it'll be over.
Or like, I'll say hi, and then he'll say, hi, how are you? And I'll say, I'm good, thanks. And I'll go into that whole thing then, and then he'll bounce off that. And, like, no.
And then I'll have my opportunity to bring up blah, 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 that thing that I've been meaning to bring up for weeks, but I thought it wasn't the right time.
But realistically, he's not going to say any of that.
He doesn't know your plan.
He's going to come in with this whole other thing.
He's got a whole other script.
He's like, okay, well, if I just say that to her, then blah, blah, blah.
Yeah.
Like, he's kind of like,
yeah, maybe I'll see her on Sunday. The end.
He hasn't thought about it. He's like, I've kind of got like.
Is that who?
It's like, I've got uni tomorrow.
Honestly.
Yeah, he's got no idea.
Don't set your standards in secret, because also, if you're holding people to all of these standards and they don't know about them, what, you're going to hold them accountable to something that they didn't know existed?
Communication is the key of life. It really is. It's a big, rusty key. It's the key in Harry Potter.
You have to dust off. Yeah.
What is that
yes,
key?
Yeah. In the...
It's that one with the broken wing.
Yeah.
Alohomora.
Honestly, it's worth a try. Devil snare, it's deadly fun, but it sulks in the sun. Devil snare hates sunlight. If you haven't seen Harry Potter, hell for you.
Okay, the next commandment. This is one of my favourite ones.
Me too.
Don't.
It's definitely in my top 10.
Oh, yeah. God threw it in there. He said, oh, I guess this can be a number
Something
four.
About big dick energy.
Yeah, it's a fun one. It's a fun one. So it's don't confuse big dick energy with just being a dick.
Ugh, that's why it. Are we attracted to arseholes?
Because it's a power move. It's like disinterested.
Yeah.
It's like, it's confidence.
You know what? I'm going to make you like me.
Yeah, it's a mission.
Oh, I will make you like me. Boy, if it's the last thing I do.
Mark my words,
and it ends up being the last thing you do.
Yeah, then you go into your room and you cry for a year. So yeah. It's the last thing you do that's got anywhere. Why do we like boys that are dicks? Because it's hot? Because we saw Danny Zuko when we were younger?
Don't make me laugh.
Who thought it was a good idea to show us Danny Zuko and tell us that was thing? We should change ourselves for some man. We should say, tell me about it. Stud, you better shape up.
The jock.
Yeah, but Troy Bolton did the same thing.
Yeah, but he's sensitive enough.
Yeah, but so was Danny to Sandy's face on that beach.
No, I know, but Troy's sensitive all the time, isn't he?
Mm-mm. He's like, wild cats, get your head in the game.
Yeah, but he's not mean, right?
No, but to Chad.
Danny's like known as a bad person.
To Chad and stuff, I think Troy's like dismissive of Gabriella.
Is he, though? Do we see that? Or do you just projecting that?
Yeah.
Because I haven't seen the film in
Well,
about
do you remember High School Musical 2 when they're working it out at
worst
the
worst one, by the way.
No, it's my favourite one.
It's the worst one. And I think
that is not fact. That's not scripture.
It's not canon. Everyone thinks that it's the best one.
It is the best.
But I think it's the worst because it's a whole ugly environment.
What, like golf course? That's bad. That was in the extras. No. You can't bring that in. That doesn't count. The princess tiki.
I hate it.
That's not one of the. That's,
no,
that's
but there's on a golf course and it's ugly and they're all by a pool and it's like, go back to school. High School Musical, not no. High Golf Course Unicorn.
It's the summer.
Not High Golf Course Unicorn.
Unicorn.
What I meant to say musical.
We've had a meeting
high
today.
So Golf Course Unicorn.
We've had a meeting today, guys, so we're really delirious.
I'm out of it.
Meeting after meeting. But so we... Yeah, no, Troy definitely.
Is just he, though? Best. But Troy doesn't have the reputation of a mean guy, does he? That's what I'm trying to understand.
Well, do you remember in High School Musical 2? He's kind of getting obsessed with, like, his scholarship and all of this stuff, and he's, like, not working it out with, like, the team, with the Wildcats.
Yeah, but as in... Just on a character, just... For the story, not for us, but for the story. Sharpay and Ryan are mean, right? Or Sharpay is mean.
Yeah, but I think Troy gets swayed.
Troy gets swayed?
By Sharpay.
Right.
By the money.
But he doesn't want to sing. He's not the
He always doesn't show up to the musical.
I get that he's like outwardly still a jock.
Yeah.
But he's not mean. Is that part of his... He's not playing a mean... He's not a mean character.
His head's in the game, but his heart's in the song. His heart's in the song, guys.
I know.
He goes,
should I go for it? I better shake this. Yikes.
I messaged Erin the other day. I actually sent her a voice note out of the blue.
Best voice note I've ever received in my life.
And I said, I've just realised my favourite bit in High School Musical is when Troy he's holding a basketball and he throws it over his shoulder and goes, wait a minute, not the time and place. Wait a minute, get your head in the game.
No context. And you kind of went, wait a minute.
Wait a minute. Because it goes...
And then you laugh and it just fades out into nothing.
And then I stop the voice note.
And then the voice note ends and I was literally laughing to myself thinking, great. Great content.
Wait a minute, another time.
Yeah, yeah.
It's because he kind of is a bit breathless. Oh, wait a minute, another time. Yeah.
Wait a minute. Shakes his head. Wait a minute.
It's my favourite. I've actually got quite controversial High School Musical taste. My favourite songs are Get Your Head in the Game and Hit It Out of the Park. I don't know.
Oh, well, that is controversial. Ugh, makes me sick. It actually, like, it almost puts me in a bad mood.
What? As in,
Bad, Hey, Bad, Sway. It's like, shut the fuck up with your batter. Like, you're really gross.
I like it. Chad's got his hair in a little low pony. I'm into that as a whole thing. They're like, everybody swing.
Oh.
I love that.
Hit it out of the park. I hate that.
What's your favourite High School... This is now... The episode is on High School Musical.
My favourite High School Musical song?
Yeah.
Did you ever listen to... It was like a bonus track. It actually wasn't like in the films. And it was... I can't take my eyes off of you. And it was in the first one.
This is so boring.
No. But it's like actually very stunning.
Your favourite song in High School Musical is something that isn't in
But
High
I think
Musical.
Maybe All In This Together.
No, that's shit.
It's the moral of the story.
Not even summer.
And yours is hey batter batter hey batter batter swang.
I got to just do my fang.
Yeah. Awful.
Yeah, and wait a minute, another time, please.
Yeah, I'm with you on that.
Yeah, I like the beginning. It's like dum 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 dum.
Yeah, it's good.
It's good. It's like kind of a cappella.
Yeah. It's stunning.
Yeah, I love it. We're doing number five now. So you can go.
Sex and intimacy are not currency.
Take a breath, everybody. Breathe
just
that in.
Just take that in for a second. Let that sink in.
Sex and intimacy are not currency.
You don't have to use affection as a transaction.
Sex is not a transaction, guys.
As in, should we explain that?
Yeah, go in.
Well, to me, immediately, I think of kind of what we touched on earlier of, okay, well, if I can have sex with him tonight, mm-hmm. then I can guarantee that I'll see him on Sunday. Mm-hmm. Or like, oh, fuck, this is like the fourth time and we still haven't had sex. It was the right, it didn't happen last time. Yeah. Now it has to, otherwise it's weird.
And you might be thinking that's like,
all the pressure.
I don't do this. Oh, I don't use sex as a transactional currency or whatever. But it's like, if you make someone wait 3 days and then you have sex with, it's like, think of what you're selling. Think of what you are selling here.
Yeah.
Have you ever been in a sexual situation where you have gained more than them? The answer is no.
Yeah.
There is no...
Chances are... If you're listening to this, have you ever had a sexual encounter that was better for you than it was for them?
We're not talking about, yeah, they made me come. No, they definitely came, okay?
Yeah, like, no questions asked.
Yeah, like, and also, was their ego involved?
Exactly. Like, it's a huge thing.
Why did they want to do that? For their ego? For you, thanks. What did you gain more? Because sex is very much structured in patriarchal society as like, it takes something away from the woman and it gives something to the man. It's something to be taken, i.e. lose your virginity.
Yeah, lie back and think of England.
Yeah, it's like, or like, oh yeah, I fucked her. It's like, oh yeah, well, you took a bit of like dignity from her and now you've got it.
Yeah.
You took the prize.
Yeah.
Have you ever been in a sexual situation where you have gained more than the man? The answer is most likely no. If not,
and that
send
should
us,
be enough
send
to shake
your
up
tips.
Your
yeah.
perception of sex and relationships.
Yeah.
It's almost, yeah. If I, thinking about in our last year of uni, we lived together in a house full of girls. If I knew that one of you had a guy back and then the morning after we spoke about it and you said, yeah, the sex was amazing, blah, 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 I would be shocked. I am shocked.
That never happened. Yeah. We're in a house of five girls.
Oh, yeah, and it never happened, by the way.
A sexually active house.
Yeah.
Not once.
No.
And you would come down and go, I actually just think
the sex
was
really
just
great.
There for me. It was great. I actually just feel like I gained so much from that.
Yeah. And I think that says everything, that how shocked I would be mm-hmm. to hear that a woman could have.
It would be more the case that someone would come down, be like, I'm in love with him, and they never text her back.
Oh.
And this is a house of hot, intelligent, hilarious girls.
Mm. The
five
best,
of us.
They say.
Some of the best five girls you've ever met.
Yeah.
If I
case closed.
Oh, and that's
if I do say so myself, which I do.
Point proven. Number six, guys.
This is a good one.
This is good. Oh, I love this one. You don't like them because they're hot. They're hot because you like them.
Here we go again.
Oh,
I hope this has made you change your mind on that guy that you're texting at the moment.
Yeah.
Like, I hope you're thinking, you're laughing, listening to this, thinking, yeah, you're right, he is gross.
I always think it's funny as well, this one, because it's like, people do this with, like, funniness. People are like, oh my God, he's just so funny. And it's like, no, you don't like him because he's funny. He's funny because you like him.
Yeah, when you like someone, we've said this before, yeah. How can you see clearly when you're blinded by the sun?
Quote.
When you
it's
like,
not one of
it's
the
not
Ten
our
Commandments.
Quote, by the way.
It's not in the Ten Commandments.
But when you like someone, you just project everything that you love about the world mm-hmm. onto them. It's actually often minimal about them as a person.
Yeah.
And everything about what you
yeah, your fantasy, your
want.
Perception.
Yeah.
Yeah. Your what you believe you're lacking.
It's all perception right? Because, interesting, look back on your past like romantic relationships or past any relationship mm-hmm. on people that you're not so keen on anymore. Think of how clearly you see them now. Think of how rationally you are able to view them with distance and time. When you're hooked and you're sucked into somebody and you're just completely enamored by them, God, you see things that really aren't there. It's all a mirage.
It really is.
It's all a mirage and it can very easily shatter.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Mother's Day is around the corner. Find the perfect gift for the mom in your life with a stunning piece of jewelry from Blue Nile. From timeless pearls to dazzling gemstones, Blue Nile has something she'll adore. Need it fast? Most items can ship overnight. Plus, enjoy guaranteed free shipping and returns. Don't miss our special Mother's Day deals. Save big on the season's most beautiful trends. For a limited time, get up to 50% off by going to BlueNile.com. That's BlueNile.com.
Well, by hearing something like that, you don't like them because they're hot. They're hot because you like them. That shatters to me. That's like, oh, wait, I thought, well, we've said this before. I was dating a guy and I viewed him. I remember saying to you.
Can I say something?
Yeah.
That when you had sex with him, you pretended he was Jon Snow for a second.
That is not something I'm willing to share. My mum could listen to me.
Well, that's all right. Listen, yeah. You come to the podcast. Can that stay in?
Look, you've come to my podcast. I'm really sorry if you know me. I'm really sorry if this guy is listening. Imagine.
That was brutal.
Yeah, when I had sex with him, I did say in the morning to Erin, I said,
in confidence.
There was a moment when I did just pretend, oh, he's Jon Snow, whatever.
And I later said, you thought he was Jon Snow. He was actually a Robin Aaron.
Oh.
If you've never seen Game of Thrones, just quickly Google Jon Snow.
And then
take a look at that. And then Robin Aaron, Game of Thrones. And just let that sink in.
Yeah, there's like, they've got kind of similar hair. Like there's kind of a vague similarity, but it's a bit gutting when you think you're dating a Jon Snow, your king of the North.
You think you're dating the protagonist.
But you're actually
dating. It was an extra from season 3.
Not only that, Robin Aaron is like...
It's bleak. I mean, he's breastfeeding at like age 12. just the series in a nutshell.
Yeah, it's not great. He is a weird guy. He's kind of quite like, but Uncle Peter.
But mummy.
He's bad. He's also, that actor is in season 2 of Sex Education.
Oh, yeah.
And he's kind of like this mathlete guy wearing like a bow tie.
Well,
and
nothing against the actor.
No.
But it's just, it's the whole context.
Nothing against the actor, but when you think you're dating Jon Snow, and then you have the realization of, oh God, it was Robin Aaron. I mean, it hits you like
shudders.
A ton of bricks.
Absolute shudders.
And that is the epitome of, you don't like them because they're hot. They're hot because you like them. I managed in my head to convince, to turn a Robin Aaron into a Jon Snow. Nothing changed other than my perception.
Oh.
I just put on Tim, oh, you're a Jon Snow.
Groundbreaking.
He was a Robin Aaron the whole time.
The whole time, no, honestly, that your romantic interest has been the same person this whole time,
mm-hmm.
and they will continue to be the same person this whole time.
Mm-hmm.
It's only your perception of them that will change. The more you flatter them, the more intensely you will like them, and the less often they're going to text you.
It's so true.
It's nuts.
We went to a talk by the Slumflower, and it was amazing.
Yeah, just
and
great.
She, if you don't follow the Slumflower, you absolutely have to. And we saw Slumflower, and she was talking about texting, and she has this amazing thing called the Dating App Chronicles, and she very much is pro being quite rude, to be honest, being quite like dismissive of boys that like approach you on dating apps.
Well, it's like, prove to me that you're worth my time.
But like, exactly. Because she'll do things where they'll message her saying, hey, do you want to go grab a drink? And she'll say, I don't grab drinks, but you can take me on a date. Here is a list of 3 places in London that I like.
Yeah.
Which, when you first hear that, you think, and you're used to kind of dating, validating.
And dating etiquette, which we unpack in the book.
Yeah. You think, oh, fuck, like, that is rude. I can't
You think,
do
no
that.
Way in hell is she going to get away with that.
Yeah.
But like, lo and behold.
Oh, before she knows it, she's at Sky Garden being
literally
taken
that.
For a date.
Yeah.
Like, that is so different to boys making the minimum effort. Shall we go grab a drink?
Yeah,
shall we hang out?
I can
out?
Fit you in here.
It's like, no, I won't hang out with you. You can take me.
Yeah.
Like, I
you
mean,
can have the honour of being in my company.
I think, like, I don't actually abide by that in my own
dating. No, but here we are back again at respect yourself more than you respect them.
Yeah.
You've never met this person, and yet here you are willing to do absolutely anything just to get a little bit of something from
because
them.
Because they picked you. They've said, oh, hey, do you want to go grab a drink? And you're like, yeah, he asked me for a drink. And it's like,
why
no,
are
no.
you so flattered?
Like, do you want to go for a drink with him? Look at his profile. He's a Robin Aaron.
I remember saying before, my friend was so nervous for a first date, which I get. Like, emotions are a whole thing anyway. Like, you can be nervous for anything.
Yeah.
But I remember saying, like, you need to be impressed by them as much as...
Yeah.
Why are you going into this, trying to win them over, trying to show your best self, trying to impress somebody? You're interviewing them as much as they are interviewing you.
Well, that's the energy I always have in job interviews. Because I really believe that I'm pretty intelligent person.
Yeah.
And, like, that any job would be lucky to have me. Genuinely, I know that sounds ridiculous. That is genuinely my, like, core belief.
I completely agree with you.
Like, genuinely, you can't shake
that. Well, I think we've got to a point now where...
Oh, both of us.
We have boundaries.
Yeah. But in a job interview, I very much am thinking, do I want to work here? Like, let me interview you a little bit. But for some reason, on a date, it shifts and you're like, did I look ugly then? And it's like, no.
I fucked it when I said that weird thing.
Yeah. But it's like, no. He's a Robin Aaron, guys.
He's like, a fucking loser.
Yeah, but that is hilarious. So don't fall for Robin Aarons. Don't convince yourself that your Robin Aaron is a Jon Snow. He's not even a Robb Stark.
Oh, my love. Okay, commandment number 7. Lucky 7. You will not find sex.
Guys, you will not find sex from validating. You actually will find sex from
validating.
No, that's
the only thing you'll find.
You'll find sex, but as we say, will you be getting more than him?
Yeah.
No, you'll
find
getting,
sex and not much else.
You'll be pretending it's Jon Snow before you know it.
Okay, number 7. You won't find success in the future if you're not even honest with your present.
Whoa. So stop projecting and focus on your right now.
It literally is the thing of not every person who comes into contact with you has to be a big opportunity to lead you into something really spectacular.
It's just like have the confidence, have some kind of respect for yourself that you think that maybe you could sort your life out. Maybe this can come from you.
Yeah.
It doesn't need to come in with some sweeping guy, like that whole thing of like, and he's my knight in
shining armor.
It's like, what? I always thought that was ridiculous, but what the hell is that as a thought? Like, you need someone to save you.
Yeah, or even just like, you need something serious. You need to focus on the outcome. You need to get married. Like, you're counting down the years. You're thinking, okay, well, you know, I'm 24 now. By the time I meet someone, I need like 3 years before we get engaged, and then kind of a year of engagement, and then we'll get married. God, and then by the time I need to have kids. Oh my God, fuck, I'm running out of time.
Dying.
Yeah, and
exactly.
It's like, just give it a fucking rest. Jesus.
Yeah.
Like, take a bit of honestly, Jesus. God was like, 10th commandment. He's give like, it a rest.
He's like, yeah, honestly. And on, God's like, right, okay, we need number 8. We need number 8, 8, 8, 8. There's one that's like, do not covet any images of like me. And he's like, let's do one. I just kind of want one about me. Is that all right? Can I just make one of these about me? He's like,
so I get my name on this, right?
Yeah. And you're like,
he's like, what do you mean just 10 commandments? You know, you don't mean 10, God's 10 commandments.
He's like, wait, but how will anyone know I wrote them?
He's like, you're going to credit me on this, right?
He's like, right, put them on the slabs. Moses will find them in years to come. Just throw them on the slabs.
Do not paraphrase.
Yeah. He's like, these can't go wrong. No one will take these out of context. Not a single person. These can't
no
go wrong.
No one will ever argue about these.
Yeah. Man will not lie with man. It will be fine. No one will get it wrong. It will be fine.
No one can get offended. There is purely nothing offensive in these.
No one will use this in years to come to be homophobic. It's all fine.
Amazing.
Everyone knows it's a product of its time.
Honestly.
It's like, no.
Hilarious.
It turned into a nightmare, God.
It's like, God, what were you thinking?
It turned into a fucking nightmare. Look at what you've done.
I think ours are a lot more simple.
I mean, this is the new religion, surely.
Oh, it's my religion.
If it's not yours.
I'm living by this.
You can choose God or us. Pick one.
No take backs, no swaps.
Yeah. Pick now, choose now. Who? Okay, number 8.
I love this one.
Don't give up what you can't afford to lose.
Shocking.
Why are we so clever?
Honestly, I wrote that, I felt that.
I read that, I felt that,
I felt that.
Yeah.
Because I have been so willing to negotiate and compromise on things that ultimately I'm going to regret. It doesn't make me feel good. Like, you might be willing at the start to let all of these red flags fly. And then come 6 months in, you think, fuck, I actually should have mentioned that because now I'm hating my life. I need to get out of this.
Yeah.
Or now I can't bring it up.
Literally that.
You honestly are signing yourself into contracts that you know you're going to break. But you'd rather just go with the flow anyway.
But he likes me. Like, he said he wants to, like, go for a drink. Like, that's good, though. I should go, right?
Yeah, like, you'd rather go through the motions of something you already hate
than
to just sack it off and start again.
Yeah.
With honesty.
Yeah. With communication.
Yeah.
It's crazy. The things we do for love. The things we do for a fucking drink. The things we do for a drink with a guy. Are you mad? Are we mad?
Are you mad?
He said he wants to go for a drink though. What? Like, huh? God. He said, like, do you want to come round mine after work?
So I thought, I may as well just see, you know. I may as well. May as well what? Tell me what you got from that.
Yeah, but, like, he's, like, quite cute, though. Like, he did say this one thing where he said, like... I was like, oh my god, we've got so much in common. Like, he likes this really little obscure thing. And it's like, no, everyone likes that thing. Like, so many times I've seen people do things where they're like, oh my god, but my friend the other day, I hope she won't mind me saying this, but she's seeing this guy and she was like to me, oh my god, we went back to his house and we like ate a bag of crisps. Like, he loves crisps like me. And it's like, everyone likes crisps. Everyone likes crisps. That is not a selling point of a person that
that's
you ate
where
a
the
bag
bar
of crisps with him.
Fuck, and you thought it was bonding.
You thought that was, oh my god.
We're soulmates.
We both like
yeah, we're soulmates. Fuck.
It made me die because it's just like, yeah, okay, the bar is very low.
The bar is on the floor.
We both like crisps.
The bar is in hell.
Yeah, it's in hell. It's
and we're coming to you from the heavens with the Ten Commandments.
It's a subterranean bar, okay? So we're moving that sky high. Okay, with number 9.
Oh, I love this.
Go on.
All of them. I love this.
I love this song.
I love this song. I'm glad you know that meme now.
I don't. Erin just sent me a picture of a meme. A gif.
It's not a picture of the meme. That is the meme itself. You know? I didn't send a picture of a picture of a picture of a meme. I sent you a meme.
Okay, Erin sent me a meme. It was actually a gif of a meme.
Yeah, but the gif a gif can be a meme.
She sent me a gif meme.
Oh my god.
She sent me a game.
No, we're not doing that. A game. Oh dear.
So in the game, the gif meme, it was a picture of Michael Jackson.
It's Michael Jackson. I mentioned it in the other podcast. It's Michael Jackson saying, I love this song.
But he says it not quite like that. Your impression of it suggests that he was like looking up going, I love this song. But he's quite like to himself, like, I love this song.
Under his breath.
Yeah, it was way funnier than I thought. He's quite like, I love this song.
He felt that.
Yeah, honestly, he's like, oh God. I love this song, guys. I love this.
He doesn't know what to
He's
do
like,
with
he
himself.
Cannot believe it's
He can't
playing.
Cope.
He's like, but I love this song. And it's like, Billie Jean is not. He's like, I love this song.
Fuck.
Who wrote this?
Well, I love this song. Text messages weren't designed to be analysed.
Oh, it's so good. This really is church. So don't analyze something that took them 2 seconds to write. You're going to spend 2 hours reading something that they wrote in 2 seconds. You're going to go, but he said, like, see you soon. Like, does
Not
he mean
see you
soon?
Later?
Like, that's from Angus Thongs. See you later. What does that mean?
Honestly, though, what does that mean? Like, meanwhile, you've got a deadline.
Yeah, meanwhile, Robbie's holding hands with Slutty George or whatever her name is. His name? Slutty Lindsay. Slaggy Lindsay. Well,
honestly,
that one's amazing. Because haven't we all wasted time staring at fucking text?
The conversations we've had.
I said to my friend the other day, like, she was going through her old texts, and I was like, why don't you just delete these? Like, what? These aren't doing you any favour. She's like, no, I'd just like to remind myself of, like, what is bad for me. And it's like, no, you don't.
Spare me.
Yeah. Like, no, you don't. You like to read through because you like to read through memories, and it just confirms the thing of, like, they were perfect. It keeps the fantasy alive.
God.
And it's just keeping one little claw on them. And it's a dangerous game.
No, because it's a lesson, and I like to remind myself of what not to do. It's like, get real.
It's like, no, you like to read them. And we've all been there. It took me a minute to delete chats. I've so been this fucking person.
It's a lot.
It took me about a month to delete.
I think that's quite a short amount of time.
Really? I basically had this one hook. I had this guy on one social media long after we had, like, ended things. And it took me a while to, like, completely cut that. I can't check. I hadn't checked it in about a month.
Yeah.
And I was like, fuck, this actually needs to go. Because the idea that I could go back to it is too much.
That's enough to
I'm
ruin.
Keeping a claw on that.
Yeah.
I'm keeping, like, oh, but he might message me. He might try and contact me. Oh, but I kind of want to see if he's posted a picture. It's like, no,
honestly,
it needs to go.
You know what it is? Leaving the door slightly ajar.
Yeah.
You're just letting in the breeze.
But you're also just keeping yourself slightly held onto them a bit. And it's like,
that
needs to go.
Just slam that door shut and lock it tight.
Block the number. They can't contact you. What, you're going to have this fantasy where they just message you one night saying,
Everything's changed.
No, that's not going to happen.
You're good enough for me now.
Yeah. It's like, I wasn't good enough for you at the time.
So now you will never be good enough for me.
You didn't see what the reality was.
Yeah.
At the time. So now you don't get the access.
No.
So shut that door in their face, lock it, aloha mora, goodbye.
Yeah, because I'll lock it.
Lohomora.
Lock it and then do a Lohomora. It opens again and goodbye.
But it is ultimately that thing of, because now I respect myself mm-hmm. more than I respect you, because I know me. I've lived with me for how many years now?
Yeah.
So, and I've just met you.
Yeah.
You're nothing to me.
I've known 2 months.
And here you are backing yourself, and what? I'm backing you too. We're all team you and nobody's team me.
Wildcats, get in the game.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's crazy.
It's what? It's he's on his team. What? And you're on his team as well?
Bad.
Get a grip. Come
get
on.
Get a grip.
That's bad.
Don't go through text. When you find yourself going over text, even when he's just sent you that thing. Also, I'm so sorry, this is so heteronormative, like the whole thing.
Yeah.
We do a disclaimer in the at the start of the book, but that's the perspective we can talk from.
Mm.
And also, we fucking know the fucking patriarchy sets us up for fucking shit. So we talk from a heteronormative perspective because
we...
That's where the oppression is. Sorry.
Yeah, we set men up to be fuckboys.
Yeah, and we fuck them.
Yeah.
There's a whole section in the book that's called Fuckboys versus Fucking.
Genius.
And, I mean, you should read it.
Bit of fun.
It's a bit of fun. It's a bit of insight.
We'll leave that to
talk about dating apps 101, dating etiquette.
Breaking
dating etiquette. Oh, God.
So necessary.
We smash it on the floor.
Well, I think all of these commandments challenge the way that we view what is normal mm-hmm. in relationships or... Yeah. Even worse, the beginnings of relationships, when everything's a bit butterfly-y and you don't know what you can get away with.
And also, you don't really know what you think yet because you're so swept. This is the problem with the butterflies. When you're swept up in the excitement of, oh my God, there's somebody new, you're not interrogating them. You're not saying, are you good enough? Do I want this? What are their intentions? What's my plan here?
Yeah.
How am I also going to be vulnerable, go with the flow, but also have strategy? Come on, we need to be thinking of this. The butterflies, they're great, but they're a distraction.
And you have them as fun.
Get them back in the cocoon. We're doing a backwards metamorphosis.
I think enjoy the butterflies. I think the butterflies are part of the fun. Just don't lose yourself.
Yeah, in butterflies.
In butterflies. You are the butterfly.
You have come out of the cocoon.
And he's just like a little moth
banging into a light bulb.
Yeah.
Yeah. So this is our last commandment. This is our last one, number 10. You can do this one.
So good. Outsourcing validation from external forces is not sustainable.
Woo! And that is...
Can I get an amen?
That is the epitome of validating.
Honestly.
It is not sustainable. You cannot go on. It will fucking get you in your fucking 50s.
Yeah, at some point
if
you're going
to
have
to marry someone that you met through validation, it will fucking get you. It will get you, okay?
Yeah.
So we have to cut this now.
And you still won't feel validated.
No.
Because you still won't feel secure because it's all fickle. It's all superficial. It's all vapid. It has to come from you.
It literally has to.
It's the only way. I wish I could tell you there was a little back door that you could sneak through and get the confidence, get the security, get the happiness, but it's not. You have to work for it and earn it for yourself. No one hands it to you on a plate. You have to earn it. You have to work for it.
This is the thing. We've said this before and it's like, okay, the answer to all of these life problems is work.
Yeah.
And it's not attractive. It's not pretty. It's not, oh, well, like, if I just do a face mask and like lose some weight and like change my diet, then I'll be fine.
If you're actually looking to change your life and better yourself, you need to be willing to put in the work. No one else is going to do that for you.
Are you willing to put the work in?
Yeah, I've put in loads of work in my life. What about you?
Oh, every day I'm working. Every day grinding.
Honestly. But I do think, and I think having something like Higher Priestess, I mean, the fact that we can write something like validating, I'm just talking directly to you now.
Yeah.
And everyone else is just listening, eavesdropping on the podcast. But I think when we came up with validating all that time ago, changed our lives, right?
Yeah, totally.
Because I just think the self-awareness... Mm-hmm. changes everything. If you can be aware of who you are letting in or the experiences that you've had already that made you feel X way, that it's only when you've had feedback that you can move on. Do you know what I mean? Like, you have to have those experiences to get new ones.
It is like a bit mad.
Yeah, it's insane.
I fucking love validating. I've spoken to so many people about validating and like introduced it to them and they're like, oh my God. Like, I think it hits hard because it's a clever little pun, but also it's like, oh fuck, that is actually like a very dangerous game.
Yeah.
I'm confusing something which should be fun and should lift me up with something that I need. Yeah. Like, I need that. Like, I'm rock bottom. It shouldn't lift you up in a way that's, like, from the ground to the middle. Yeah. It should be, like, an elevating thing in your life, an experience. Mm. It should not be a necessity.
Literally.
And this is the problem with framing, like, marriage as the goal, equating marriage with happiness and all of these things. Or, like, or a boyfriend like, with happiness or any of these fucking...
Attention.
Meaningless things. Like, yeah. Well, attention is it's difficult because it's like, yes, I understand a desire for attention.
Obviously.
But it must not come from a place of, like, desperation.
Well, you can't respect them more than you respect yourself.
Back to number one.
Yeah.
Back to number...
We can start from the top if you want.
Do you want to hit them again? From the top, do not respect yourself. No, do respect
honestly
yourself.
From the top, hit it.
Yeah, so you can, if you want like a neat stunning version of these 10 commandments and then a whole
we're
thing.
Much more eloquent and articulate in the book, and it really is, I think, a powerful resource.
Yeah,
it's and something to hold on to, I think, and keep like in your mind
every time you start thinking, wait, fuck this guy, like, does he like me? I think it's something I'm gonna go
yourself,
back to this.
Oh, 100%.
I'm so gonna go back to this the second I start thinking like, oh, like, should I reply like that? It's like, no, look,
just be who you are.
Yeah,
which sounds so cliche that it almost doesn't mean anything, but fundamentally it's so
it's almost be who you are, but don't be fucking dumb.
Like, well, yeah, because you're not dumb. Well, it's smart, go internet.
People are kind of dumb. here's the problem, be who you are but have strategy. Don't be who you are, like, because I think if you say be who you are, it's kind of like, who I am, I'm just someone that like loves like this stuff, like I love like when guys text me, like I'm just being so vulnerable. I think it's easy to convince yourself that you're being vulnerable in a relationship when you're being fucking dumb.
Completely agree.
That is so a thing of like, oh well, I want to just reply straight away because I just want to be authentic and I just don't want to play games. It's like, no, it's not playing a game, it's strategy.
I was gonna say, if he is taking 2 weeks to reply and you're replying straight away because you're not playing a game, you're not playing a game, but you still don't have the balls to say to him, don't take 2 weeks to reply to me, otherwise I'm not going to reply to you. Yeah. Then it's fruitless.
You're lost. You're lost.
Yeah, like, you cannot... are truly lost. It's like, you think that you're getting away with not playing the game by replying straight away, but you're actually not
you're being
having...
taken for a fucking ride. Yeah, you're not having the
communication at all.
You're on stealth. You're literally going to be going up. So now you're on stealth, but it rolls back. You're in a game, okay? You're in Saw maze.
Yeah.
You can't do this. No.
I agree.
Because also, it's like, he's come with strategy. He knows what he's doing. Why are you not coming with strategy? You're going, oh, I'm just going to go with it this time. Like, I'm just going to be vulnerable this time. I'm just going to share with him that, like, my insecurities. No.
Meanwhile, you're not being honest about the fact that you don't even like this person.
Literally, he's Robin Aaron. Oh. You didn't even say, you're going, oh, like, I'm just being
honestly shudders.
I'm just being vulnerable, he's Jon Snow. Like, I'm just being vulnerable, he's Jon Snow. No, you weren't. You were dating a Robin Aaron. Oops.
So I hope these commandments can help you.
Your guide to not choosing a Robin Aaron.
Yeah. But validating is a dangerous game, and I think we find ourselves in it all the time, even not in romantic relationships. And I think that last commandment is so true of, if you're outsourcing your validation, you're never going to be validated.
Also, I mean, it doesn't even stop at dating. There's like valid jobbing. Do you know what I mean? Like, people that have a job for the validation and attach their identity to like a career path.
Everything.
That's a fucking dangerous game. You can be fucking dropped from a relationship. You can be dropped from a job.
Yeah.
Anything that's external, a friendship, valid friending, your looks, whatever. Don't work.
Anything.
They don't work as puns.
No.
Valid jobbing, valid friending. But it's like anything, yeah. Valid dieting. Anything. It's like, if you're doing anything for your validation that can be taken from you, you're fucked.
Yeah. So only you can really.
We need to be valid learning.
All right. I think that's enough.
We're valid learning, guys. We're valid talking. We're valid communicating.
No, literally that.
Yeah. We're turning to us. We're not turning to others.
Yeah. I hope that summarizes things.
I really hope so. This has been an interesting one.
Definitely.
The 10 priestess commandments.
Definitely. And we tried to answer the majority of your questions. I think the commandments kind of summarize our thoughts on validating and what are the most important, I think, like, roots to get out of it. But obviously, keep sending your questions and we can revisit this topic and everything else within dating, because we love to talk about it.
And the book, the full book, which is a very, very, very good price. And
I thought you were going to say a very, very, very good read.
A very
but
good
of
price.
Of course you brought it back to price.
I'm a Capricorn, guys. The Capricorn in me wants those numbers to be discussed. We've actually done this for a really good price. Like, we have had so many messages saying, like, this has changed your life. And I have to agree.
No, I really do.
I have to agree. So I really just think this is your comprehensive guide to romance, dating, and how to leave him behind. So go and get it. It's in the link in our Instagram bio.
Check it out.
Go check it out, guys.
It changed our lives writing it.
Yeah, fully. I think about it all day, every day.
Too far.
I have no space left in my brain.
Okay, well, thank you guys so much for listening. We really hope you found this interesting. Send us all of the messages, all of your thoughts. We love to hear. We talk about this all the time, that doing a podcast is so, like, we're in this conversation now and you're listening to it whenever you may be listening to it, but we want to know your thoughts on the convo.
In a bus, in a bedroom, in the bath.
Like, pop up and let us
know. You're like, in the bath. You're a bit shook if I said in the bath, but you're like, yeah. There's a camera.
Shit, I can see me
there's
in the bath.
There's a camera.
I would be shitting myself.
If you're in the bath now, trust me, we don't have a camera, or do we?
Or do we?
It's like
we?
Quite terrifying.
I'd be scared.
I'm
now.
Like covering up, I'm getting like, out of the bath.
Hopefully, yeah.
Yeah, I'm like out of the bath. Yeah. I'm sorry that we just ruined your bath if you're in the bath.
But I hope you enjoyed it. Let us know what you think. As always, give us a review, a rating on Apple, follow us on Spotify, etc.
Right, we'll see you in the next one then, guys.
See you soon.
See ya.
What does it mean, see you soon?
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic-butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.